Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Joining us now is Sarah Westwood. She's the White House reporter for the Washington Examiner, and she gets to cover one of the most interesting places on Earth. Sarah, thanks for joining again, Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
So I want to know something about, you know, yesterday's press conference I thought was very interesting for a number of reasons. Many of these press conferences are. There's a reason that every network seems to carry them. The ratings have been good. People are paying attention. But the White House has had to wrestle with Syria in a major way over the past week, including launching these missiles. And yesterday I saw Sean Spicer was asked about what the Trump doctrine is. And he answered to the effect that it's America first. How did he square that with the action that the White House took, or the Trump administration took in Syria?
That's an inherent contradiction that sort of has been on display with how Trump's cabinet members have portrayed this. I mean, there's a real disconnect between what Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has been saying and what Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley has been saying. Nikki Haley has been indicating that maybe regime change is a priority for the Trump administration, while Rex Tillerson is saying really the only involvement we want to have in Syria militarily is fighting ISIS. We don't want to have anything to do with messing with the Assad regime. So it's really unclear what direction the Trump administration wants to take. And the Trump doctrine, to the extent that we know anything about it, it doesn't make sense to call it America first necessarily when we're also seeing military action that can only be perceived as kind of a world's policeman act.
Do you think Spicer does have a coherent vision of what the Trump administration wants to do here, or are all these disparate elements making it so that his job right now is just to keep the media at bay?
I think you're onto something there with the latter choice. I think that the Trump administration doesn't know what its strategic vision for the U.S. involvement in Syria is quite yet. They're trying to figure it out. I mean, these were fast-moving developments. The chemical attack happened last Monday, and by Thursday evening, we were launching a military tactical attack. So this all happened very quickly, and the Trump administration, which has been notoriously slow in getting its foreign policy elements off the ground, it's not necessarily prepared to put forward a plan for dealing with Syria because they didn't expect to have one this quickly. I mean, the first time that President Trump was set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin was not till July and maybe even later. So they were thought that they had many more months to come up with a way to deal with Russia's entrenchment in Syria and all the regional implications of the conflict, and now they're having to ramp up the development of that policy much more quickly.
Sarah, I want to talk to you about tax reform and a lot of these rumors going on Capitol Hill that the Republicans are fighting so much within themselves that just like health care reform, we're going to see tax reform go by the wayside. Is that what you're hearing?
It is. As Sean Spicer said as much yesterday, he indicated that the self-imposed deadline of getting tax reform done before the August recess is not looking realistic at this point. There's reports that the White House has gone back to the drawing board in terms of what they want as a framework for their tax policy. And here, you know, we have a situation where they're going to have to potentially rely only on Republican votes to get something passed. Sometimes that can limit what you can do through budget reconciliation in terms of policy changes. And the White House legislative shop is bruised. It suffered a really embarrassing high-profile defeat, and they can't afford another one, so they have to move slowly and carefully with tax reform.
Now, you mentioned they want Republican support, but occasionally the White House sounds like they want Democrats to support legislative priorities that Donald Trump has, the President Trump has. Do you see any evidence within the White House or among Democrats that they will ever come together?
You know, the people that I talk to seem to think that when you hear President Trump indicating he would like to see bipartisan support for some of these priorities, that's Jared Kushner talking, that's Gary Cohn talking, Dina Powell, that faction within the White House believes that the Trump administration should strive for consensus legislation. And there's another faction led by Steve Bannon and other people in the White House that think in these highly partisan times, Democrats are not going to vote for anything Republicans do, no matter what. So Trump might as well just strive to keep his promises exactly as they were made and not try to modify them. And they point to the confirmation fight over Neil Gorsuch as evidence. And Neil Gorsuch was a mainstream Supreme Court nominee who would have easily been confirmed had he been nominated by any other Republican administration. But because Trump was the one who chose him, he was obstructed in the Senate. And so there's doubt about whether that compromise will ever emerge.
You brought up Steve Bannon. You brought up Jared Kushner. And that's the rumors that we're hearing of discord in the White House because you've got these camps, and maybe even Reince Priebus being the third camp. Can a White House, can an administration function that way? Maybe getting different input from different people is actually a good thing, as opposed to being surrounded by a bunch of yes men all on the same page.
It's a good thing. Only as far as President Trump doesn't let the infighting paralyze the progress of the administration. Like you mentioned, different input is useful for a president, but not if it prevents him from being able to make decisions or move forward. And remember that there were rumors of a Priebus versus Bannon fight much earlier in the administration, and that was likely overblown but accurate to some extent. And what happened was Bannon and Priebus went on sort of a charm offensive. They did dozens of joint interviews. They made a joint appearance at CPAC. They really had a public display of unity to put those rumors to rest. And that seems to be the strategy they're taking with the Kushner-Bannon rumors, that they very publicly came out and said that Kushner and Bannon sat down together at Mar-a-Lago this weekend, tried to work out their differences. They seem to be trying to send a signal that that everything is fine, that they, you know, like each other personally, even if they have philosophical differences.
Yeah. So do you think that any of this isn't overblown? Do you think it's slightly perfectly blown at all?
Perfectly blown.
Yes.
It could be perfectly blown. I mean, it's known that Bannon and Kushner are very different ideologically. And, you know, I don't know how much they personally care for each other or not, but I do. It is obvious that they do have these vast ideological differences.
Yeah, I don't see Bannon and Kushner coming out for their Today Show interview together anytime soon.
Yeah, well, that is a tough question to follow, so I'm not even going to bother trying. Sarah Westwood, thank you so much for joining us.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.